Picture a hangar in Sweden. The lights come up on a full-scale model of a fighter that has no cockpit, no canopy, no place for a pilot to sit at all. That is the sight that greeted people yesterday, August 21st, 2026. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower and this is Atis, the show where we take the headlines and tell you what they actually mean for the person holding the yoke. Today, we are looking up, and I mean way up, at the future of military aviation. Before we get into it, today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now here's what you need to know. Swedish defense company Saab has unveiled a full-scale model of a next-generation unmanned fighter. They are calling it the A3-001. Say it as A301, and according to The Aviationist, who broke the details, this is not just a display piece gathering dust for a trade show. Saab says it plans to fly the first demonstrator within 18 months. Let that land for a second. 18 months. In an industry where a new combat aircraft program can take a decade or more to get off the drawing board, that is an aggressive timeline. Saab is talking about three prototypes in total, with the design evolving as they go build one, learn from it, build the next one better. That iterative approach is more Silicon Valley than traditional defense procurement, and that tells you something about where this whole category is heading. The unveiling was timed deliberately. It came the day before the Jubilee Air Show, running today and tomorrow, August 22nd and 23rd. Saab wanted eyes on this thing, and they got them. So what exactly is the A3001? It falls into a category the defense world has started calling the Collaborative Combat Aircraft, or CCA, and that name matters. So let me unpack it. Collaborative. These aircraft are not designed to go out and fight alone. They are designed to fly alongside crewed fighters. Think of a human pilot in an advanced jet, and flying with that pilot, a small formation of unmanned aircraft acting as teammates. You'll hear another term for this. Loyal wingmen. The idea is simple to describe and fiendishly hard to build. The uncrewed aircraft can go first into contested airspace. It can carry extra weapons, it can carry sensors, it can act as a decoy to draw fire away from the aircraft with a human being inside it. The pilot in the crewed jet becomes something closer to a quarterback, directing a team rather than a lone operator. The headline doesn't tell the whole story though, because Saab is not alone here, not by a long shot. This is a global race. In the United States, the Air Force has been running its own collaborative combat aircraft program, with companies building and flying demonstrators aimed at fielding these aircraft in real numbers. Australia has been flying the MQ-28 Ghostbat, developed with Boeing, for several years now, and various European efforts tied to next-generation fighter programs have been circling this same concept. What makes Saab's move notable is the speed and the independence. Saab is the company behind the Gripen fighter, the JAS-39 Gripen. An aircraft respected the world over for doing a lot with comparatively little. Saab has a reputation for being lean, clever, and cost-conscious. And cost is the entire point of the CCA concept. Here is the thinking. A modern crewed fighter can cost the better part of $100 million, sometimes more. You cannot afford to lose many of those, and you certainly cannot afford to lose the trained pilots inside them. But if you can build a capable unmanned aircraft for a fraction of that price, something you're willing to risk, something you could even treat as expendable in the worst case, then the math of air combat changes completely. Quantity has a quality all its own. An Air Force that can put many uncrewed aircraft into the sky alongside its crewed fighters has more options, more resilience, and frankly, more shots on goal. Now let me flag something as opinion, because I promised you I'd always draw that line clearly. A full-scale model and an 18-month flight target are not the same as an operational aircraft. We have seen splashy unveilings before. The gap between a static display under nice lighting and a machine that flies, fights, and integrates reliably with crewed aircraft in the chaos of real operations, that gap is enormous. So I'd treat the timeline as ambition, not a promise, impressive ambition, but ambition. That said, the direction of travel is unmistakable. So let me get to the question some of you are already asking. This is a defense story. This is Sweden. This is a fighter with no pilot, Tower. Why are you spending time on this on a show for general aviation pilots? This affects you if you fly, and here's why. Everything in aviation flows downhill from the cutting edge. The autonomy, the sensor fusion, the detect and avoid systems, the command and control links that let one operator manage multiple aircraft, all of that technology is being poured into military programs right now with enormous budgets behind it. And it does not stay there. Think about where we already are in the civilian world. uncrewed aircraft systems, drones, are already sharing the National Airspace System with you. The Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, has been working through the hard problem of how uncrewed and crewed aircraft coexist safely, and the centerpiece of that work is detect and avoid technology, the ability of an aircraft with no human on board to see other traffic and get out of the way. The autonomy being developed for a collaborative combat aircraft is the same fundamental challenge, just at the extreme end. When Saab, or Boeing, or anyone else solves how to make an unmanned aircraft fly safely in close formation with a crewed one, that knowledge, those sensors, those algorithms, they mature, they get cheaper. And eventually some version of them shows up in the systems that share your airspace. The pilot who understands where this technology is going is the pilot who is ready for it when it arrives at their altitude. And it is arriving. Slowly, carefully, with the FAA moving deliberately as they should, but arriving. There's a second reason this matters, and it's a human one. For over a century, the story of the fighter aircraft has been inseparable from the story of the pilot. The Spitfire and the P-51 Mustang were extensions of the men who flew them. The romance of aviation, the reason a lot of us fell in love with this in the first place, is bound up in that image of a person and a machine becoming one thing. The A3001 is a signal that in the military world, that relationship is changing, not ending. The human is still there, still in command, still making the decisions that matter, but increasingly directing from a distance rather than sitting in every cockpit. For those of us who fly for the pure love of it in a Cessna 172 on a Sunday morning or a Piper Cub over a grass strip, there's something worth sitting with in that. The machines up at the tip of the spear may be leaving the cockpit behind, but down here where flying is a joy and not a mission, the pilot is not going anywhere. So what should you actually do with this news? Honestly, nothing urgent. This is not a regulation you need to comply with or a bulletin you need to act on. File it away. Watch the category. When you hear the term collaborative combat aircraft or loyal wingman, you'll now know exactly what it means and why it matters. And keep an eye on how the FAA talks about autonomy and detect and avoid in the years ahead, because that is where this river eventually flows. My thanks to The Aviationist for the reporting behind today's story. You can always find more at radiohanger.com. The cockpit is getting quieter at the leading edge of aviation, but the wonder of flight, that's as loud as it ever was. I'm Tower. Keep your head up and your scan moving.